On this episode of the Dudes and Dads podcast, we're talking with our friend Hope Stutzman all about her coffee truck. Joel.
Andrew.
You know what sounds good right now?
Oh, tell me.
A nice cup of coffee.
You know, I did think about it on the way over here, namely because my morning coffee was still in the truck when I got in.
Was it warm?
It was no longer warm, so more of an accidental cold brew situation. But you could still get the, have you ever walked, like you get into the truck, the smell of coffee is still in there. And it did make me think, you know what I could go for? A cup of Joe.
I don't know that I could right now, though. I'd be up all night. And yeah, I don't think I'd
We are
that.
At that age, Andy, where a little bit of caffeine can go a long way at the wrong time of evening. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dudes and Dads podcast. Glad to have each and every single one of you along for the ride. Going to have a good conversation this evening. Looking forward to it. Andy, I do have to ask, what is the most fall-like thing that you have done in recent weeks? What's the autumn experience for the Lehman family? Anything autumnal?
Autumnal?
You heard
That's
me.
An interesting word. All right.
You heard me.
We have some pumpkin-y decorations
okay.
in the house.
Nice.
So.
Nice. I asked our boys to remove the jack-o'-lanterns in front of our door because they are beginning to show signs of
their age.
Their age. They are. There's. Yeah. They don't elicit the same. It's kind of more of a like a than it is like a, you know, fun whatever.
When they start to sink in and turn black on the inside.
Exactly.
It's time to get rid of them.
It's like, guys, down to the compost pile, please. Thank you. Well, hey, everybody. We always want to say a big thank you to each and every one of you that tune in every week and support us. That really, we feel like we just have the best podcast fans on the whole wide world. And we are okay with saying that.
There's no shame in
there's
that.
There's no shame in that. We're just going to say it, and anybody that wants to fight me about it can. But on top of that, we do receive support from our good friends at Everins Financial, helping individuals and organizations combine faith and finances through retirement planning, banking, and other financial services. More at Everins.com/Michiana. Everins offers financial products subject to regulatory requirements. Visit Everins.com for more details.
Joel.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
You know what?
And thank you, Everins, for that.
And thank you, Everins. Thank you.
Tonight, before we get started with our friend Hope here, I wanted to remind everybody that we are live streaming, but we're also in our Zoom room. So if you want to join us,
Zoom room,
dudesanddads.com/backstage, or you could even call into the studio on your old phone. Like, So 574-501-4467.
You could dial in and
talk to us.
Oh,
if they wanted to.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting and also riddled with problems. So we'll see what happens.
We'll try. Yeah. That'd be great. Anyways, welcome, Hope. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, gosh, Hope. What a special time. This is another special occasion for me. When I first began my first full-time job in youth ministry, that's right, Andy, 10 years ago.
Dang, you're old.
A decade ago when I went the full-time and came to Clinton Frame Church, Hope Stutzman, right here. This very hope right here was one of my students, and it feels like a decade ago, which is exactly what it was, but also potentially a lifetime ago. And Hope has done many things in that period of time, and so but one of them that I particularly, and I think probably others would feel the same way, I'm most proud of, most aware of, most inspired by, is sort of her entrepreneurial efforts post high school. Because these days, when we send our kids off after high school, we all hope they don't end up living under a bridge. And Hope does not live under a bridge. No. Yeah. She actually runs her own business. And that business is Forensic Coffee, which
let's just say Hope's always been in the coffee scene.
That's
right?
True.
Hope, you have. True. Ever since I've known you, you have been in the coffee scene.
Been the coffee snob of our family for the last 10 years.
Nice.
I hold that proudly.
That's awesome. That's really good. Yeah. Okay, so Hope, I think there's a few things that we want to talk about tonight, because number one, I'm curious, as always, in any sort of setting, with just like kind of the entrepreneurial spirit, the sense of, hey, I want to go start a business and I am willing to navigate all the ups and downs, the twists and turns, mm-hmm. the uncertainties, the learning curves, whatever you want to call it, to go toward that goal. I'm really interested in that. I'm also interested in how we, you know, this is the Dudes and Dads podcast where Andy and I are a couple of dudes, couple of dads, trying to figure out how to encourage our kids in things that they're passionate about, or how to help mm-hmm. them find their passion or go out and pursue their dreams, as it were.
And let me just say, you are not the first lady to be on the show. There, okay. You join an elite group.
Yes.
You join an elite group of women right. that have been on the show.
Yeah. So we're just excited to have that conversation too of, you know, thinking through, how we can encourage the way I think your mom and dad have encouraged you, and how they've, you know, they've kind of been in your corner on this. Mm-hmm. And then we also just want to hear the real talk, because I just have a feeling I am willing to step out on a limb here to say that this probably been a pretty significant learning curve in what you've done, and probably you are still learning and all the time. Right. And you have some wisdom to share with us about those learnings.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, no matter what, and this is the key thing, whatever successes or failures that you've experienced, those all can go into the, you know, into the column of important things learned, lessons learned, right?
True.
Whatever future success you're going toward. So let's start off with, what in the world got you to start your own business? How did this thought even come to you?
You know, people ask me that, like specifically about Coffee Trailer, and I'm like, I couldn't tell you what exactly made me think of, oh, a Coffee Trailer would be cool. Mm-hmm. I really don't know where it came from. But growing up, I've been like surrounded by entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Like my grandma Detweiler opened a restaurant out in Oklahoma, which my uncle now runs. My grandpa Stutzman owned his own business. My dad owned a health food store in Goshen here. And so I've kind of just always been surrounded by entrepreneurs and been encouraged by them, I think. So I think that played a big role in it.
Yeah.
And then being a coffee snob, I think every coffee snob has thought, like, it'd be so fun to own a coffee shop.
Sure.
And I think just from there and just getting more obsessed with it, mm-hmm. somewhere those ideas kind of linked up. And
so when did that idea start for you to go, hey, when I could do this?
I think it was, I took a gap year after I graduated high school in 23, and I think it was like in August, November time when that idea kind of popped up.
Okay.
And then some things came out later. I'm like, oh, okay, I took an internship out in Ohio that kind of made me learn more of how it works. Because I interned at a coffee trailer, and so I got to learn the ins and outs of that, and then from there kind of snowballed. And
awesome.
So the internship experience, I know, you know, Andy and I work at, plugging our good friends at Everence. We work at an organization that does internships regularly. And I've always been a little bit of a, because you combine two things. You did an internship and a gap year. Two things mm-hmm. I'm really passionate about. Two things that I love talking about with families and young people and all of that. But, you know, the organization we're part of, what I've noticed is that there are good internships and there are bad internships. And there's kind of not a lot of room in the middle. There's, you know, there's this whole thing of, if you're going to do an internship, that you're actually gaining real knowledge. You're gaining something that you can really hold on to and run with and sort of, you know, further either if you're in college and you're doing an internship, it's like, okay, I'm going to go back to my coursework with this new kind of new understanding that's going to help me be a better learner, help me be a better student, whatever the case might be. And then hopefully going into a degree program. In your case, how did you get hooked up with the internship? Because you like saw that as a value, obviously. Yeah.
So my dad, now I have to think of how this works. It's my dad's cousin's daughter. She owns a coffee shop or a coffee trailer out in Plain City, Ohio. It's called Rocky Mountain Coffee Company. Her and her business partner, Michaela, have been running it for a few years. And when we were talking to my grandpa about, oh, Hope has this idea for a coffee trailer. Have you heard of it? And he's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so has one out in Ohio. And we're like, maybe they'd let me like intern. Like, so we reached out, and after some conversation of what it would look like, we set a date. And then May of 24, we drove up the 4 hours and my parents left me and I worked there.
How long were you at the internship?
So I was there beginning of May to the end of July.
Okay.
Like second to last week of July.
All right.
Yeah. Came back a few times for certain things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And so then when you were done with that, you moved back to the area here. And then what?
So, during the last day I was, the full day I was in Ohio, and I worked at the trailer and I was covering for someone. I wasn't supposed to work that day. And one of the regulars that I got to know came through, and she knew it was my last day the day before. So she saw me. She's like, I'm so glad you're here. I kicked myself because after I left yesterday, I was going to pray for you and I totally forgot. And she had this prayer and it was just kind of just hitting every check mark that I had been asking God about. Like, okay, is this the next step? Because I really enjoyed my time working with Rocky Mountain and I was like leaning more towards it, but I didn't have that like knowing that that was the right step. And her prayer and everything just kind of locked that in place for me. And beginning of the year, my parents were in Louisiana for Revive. And long story short, they found out that a coffee shop down there was selling their coffee trailer. And me and my dad made a trip in March to go see it. And then I called my dad later that day after the lady prayed for me. And I said, hey, let's call BB, the owner of the coffee trailer in Louisiana. I said, let's see if we can get it because this all happened and I have this feeling that like we need to go now. And so then from there we made the call and he's like, I have someone interested, but since you came down, we'll give you first dibs if you can give us the down payment. Did all of that. And then from there it was just 100%. No, like
you're committed then.
Go to collect $200. It was all right now.
Yeah, you're committed.
So, yeah.
So you mentioned earlier the, like you use the word obsessed. And I think an entrepreneur has to be obsessed, right? For like there has to be a level of like, this is really all I can think about. This is a, you know, was that part of your discernment process as you're figuring, like, did you really have a sense of, I really want to commit myself to this craft, which is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
How is it that you feel differently about coffee than you do other things that maybe you've been interested in the past? Because I think for young people, that's like, oh, I'm kind of like into some, you know, and how do I know that that's the one thing?
It's a great question. I don't know. I think I just like, it's one of those things where I'm like, when I learn a new thing about it, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And And I'll go into like, it'll be a little video on Instagram. Like, oh, I've never seen that tool. And then I continue to look up more videos and more things about it. Whereas other things I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. I could look into that, but So I think it's just more of a like wanting to expand my knowledge on it rather than being like, oh, that's cool.
It sounds to me like you have just a continual curiosity for these things. Like it's a curiousness And maybe, I mean, again, folks listening, if you're trying to help your young person figure out, because I think this could apply to entrepreneurship and other things. I mean, just life direction in general. What are your people curious about? You know, like what sort of like makes them, because I've noticed with a few of my own kids, like they have very, like, they're just these certain things that they like are kind of digging into all the time. Mm-hmm. Right. And I just try to pay attention to that. You know, it's not now, you know, right now, like my second son, Josiah, who's our real mechanic in the house, like he's tearing apart my Suburban to help put a new
for a good reason, yeah, not just to
put
it apart.
Well, the reason to put a new engine in the vehicle. And so, but you know, I went to get him. I went to get him today from his grandpa's where the car's getting worked on. And there he is in full bibs and work gear and, you know, his tools in hand. And like, you know, and I just, it's those sort of things. Like, when pay you, attention.
Right. Mm-hmm. When you see your kids try to take an interest in something, you want to try and feed that out if that's something, or at least feed it out a little more to let them try to experiment with it.
Yeah, for sure.
And it sounds to me like your dad was like, okay, Louisiana, here we come.
Yeah. Both of my parents, I will never be able to thank them enough for all the time and effort and help they've given me throughout this whole process. And I think it's easier because they only have one kid. So they can put all their love
pouring it all into you.
So it's easier for them than most people probably. But.
I know Joel and I both have four kids. So
you have to spread it out.
And, right. And they're all so different, right? So it's just like you're really trying to dial into all the particulars with every single one.
Invest it. But for those of you who are just listening as the audio podcast, there are some pictures that Hope has given us that I have been playing throughout this thing and kind of showing.
We'll put them up on Facebook,
but go those places so you can see them.
Yeah. So, okay. So you go and you get this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
You and Les, you head on down to what part of Louisiana?
So I'm pretty sure it's called Senla, Louisiana, which is like central Louisiana. Okay. So it's like right in the middle of like four or five different parts, I think.
Right smack dab in the middle of Louisiana, a state that I have personally not visited yet. But it's a lot. You go get this trailer and you drive it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do? Because you got a trailer now. So
yeah,
that's a thing.
It is a thing. So
and it was a previous coffee trailer. So correct. I guess let me ask this. Did the inside equipment come with it or did you have to purchase that separately?
No, it was great because all the equipment came with it. The espresso machine, the grinder, the washer thing, all the stuff, portafilters, all the gadgets and doodads and stuff that we needed. So it was great for us. It was less work for me.
So you get it back here. What next?
So the first step, I mean, besides doing Goshen City and getting business certified and all the fun stuff of starting a business, because it still had the wrap from the previous coffee business, which is Comericano Coffee. So if you're ever in that area and you find Comericano Coffee, they have great stuff. Not that anyone who listens to this will be in Louisiana.
They might be.
You never know.
You never know.
We'll have to see if we have any Louisiana listeners. Hey, listen right now. If you're in the state of Louisiana, either as a resident or just passing through, that still counts. You leave a comment. Let us know.
Yeah.
Louisiana people. Louisianians.
I don't know what you call them.
I'm probably close, but not pronouncing it right. People from Louisiana. We want to hear from you. Okay. So, yes.
So, it was the business, paperwork, all that stuff. And then it was mostly me, but my parents did help some. We had to take the wrap off the trailer, which is a very long and tedious
process.
Especially, in the summer days of, I guess it was October, so it wasn't summer days.
But it's still warm.
But it was still hot during that time.
Yeah.
So, we took all that off. And then we had our friend, she helped me design the logo and the wrap stuff. And so then we sent it to Premier Signs in Goshen and we brought in the trailer and they did it and it looks amazing.
That's great.
And then we had to find our spot in Goshen where we would park during the week. And that was its own process because they are very picky with their spots for food trucks.
So tell me a couple of things here. So you mentioned having to go through and get your business license, your permit and stuff. How did you even know about that? Obviously, your family has been entrepreneurial. You said that, but like, how did you know what you needed to do?
Yeah, I knew first thing, I had to get certified in food safety, and I kind of knew most of the stuff from my previous fast food job because I worked there for 4 years, so I knew a lot of stuff, and so that was its own thing. So I knew that, but then we went to some Goshen department and said, hey, this is what we're doing. What do we need to do? And so then they gave us this 300 page. I don't know. It wasn't 300 pages, but it was a lot of
it probably
pages
felt like it, yeah.
of business talk. And this is what you need to do. And then we found, I forget what it's called, but certain organizations that kind of break it down for new businesses and say, here's the easy way to decipher what they gave you. And they helped us a lot in getting our, because we had to get a commissary because food trucks need a commissary, even though I don't serve food yet. It's still considered one, to a place to drop your gray water and fill up with fresh water. So we needed one of those. And we found one only by accident, but it was a great accident. Happy accident. But yeah, just all that stuff. And so long process.
Great. And then how did you go about trying to find the locations? I mean, obviously you are available for like parties and weddings and things like that. But during the day, you know, you do set up shop at a certain location or depending on the day. But how did you go about even starting to find that location? Because there are a decent amount of food trucks in the Goshen area already.
Yeah. So Goshen, be nice, but Goshen is very, very, very picky and very strict on how everything works. But when it comes to food trucks, they only allow one food truck per spot. And so even if you're not going to be there at the same time, they get that spot for the whole year if they buy the permit first.
Okay.
And so then it has to be in a certain zone. So it has to be in, I think, zone B3 or B4. And so we had to look on their map and say, okay, these spots are in the right zone. Let's check these. Okay, this one's taken and this one's taken and this one's taken. And at Northside, which is where we are now, it was technically already taken. But looking at our other options, we're like, we feel like this could be the best spot to start off with, at least. And so we went to the city and said, hey, we're thinking about this spot. Can we do that? And they're like, well, you can do a... Oh, shoot, I forget what it's called now. But essentially, we had to pay a lot of money to not, like, argue our case, but, like, ask this group of people if, like, hey, can we have the same spot even, but we'll be on here in the mornings and we won't be there when they're here. And they're only here 2 days out of the week and we're going to be here four. And only one of those days is the day they're there. And they're like, sure. So we just had to pay a lot of money for them to say yes, which they, the guy we were talking to who worked with the city is like, they'll probably say yes. And so we're like, okay, so we're just paying a bunch of money for them to say yes. Okay. So it was an obnoxious process.
Now, is that parking lot technically like private property because it's owned by Northside, right?
Yeah.
So did you have to go to them too and say, hey, can we park here? Okay.
That was a whole thing. We asked them and they're like, well, we're with them or we have these people and we made a contract with them and some stuff. And they're like, okay, we can do that. And then because again, Goshen is so strict, we had to word a certain document for them to sign a certain way and we messed it up like three times
and
had to keep going back and we took it back and they're like, okay, you still did it wrong.
Oh, man.
It was a process, but
I think there's, you know, the learning curve of business in general, and there are a lot of resources out there, and it's partly if you mentioned this, like if you're a great place to start actually is usually your local business chambers and things like that are great places to kind of give you some guidance and direction on things, you know, things which I don't know. Sometimes we just think like here in Goshen, we have a great chamber. And I think that sometimes we just kind of like, we're like, oh, those business people that have lunches over, like, where do they, you know, we don't really know what they're doing, but really what they are doing is supporting the development of local business and they're networking businesses together and those sort of things can be really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think to myself, you as a young person, like, do you feel like the youngest person in the room in situations like that frequently?
For the most part, I can't say I've been to a lot, but for the most part, I'm kind of like,
I mean, whenever you're going into a city office, right. To, you know, like whether plead your case or to get a permit or whatever. And it, you know, I think that's, I mean, while that's really admirable, I'm sure it can be like a kind of a, you feel like the odd person out every once in a while.
Yeah.
And do you ever feel like people look down on you because you are young?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
And I mean, I kind of felt that like all the time because with people I hang out with, because my parents are older. And sure. So I hang out with more adults. And so I'm like, I always kind of feel like that. So I'm used to it. So it doesn't make a big deal to me, but it's more of a thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have to ask, where did the name come from? How did you come up with the name Forensic Coffee Company?
Yeah. So after I graduated in 23, I took the gap year and I'm like, okay, am I going to go to college? Just go to workforce, start a business? What would that look like? And I've always been interested in like true crime and forensic. It's always been an interesting topic to like look into and all that. And so if I were to go to college, it would have been for forensic science or like criminal justice, that kind of thing. And so then when I went with start a business and a coffee trailer, I kind of just combined the two interests into one. So.
Gotcha.
Made it easy.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, there is within coffee, there's a science to all of this, right?
For sure.
So kind of tracking down, yeah, I mean, tracking down the best way to do what you're doing, the best way for.
Well, and I even experienced that from you today. Or if someone would ask you about your winter flavors or something like that. Yeah. And you're like, I'm trying to come up with this flavor, but I'm having a really tough time trying to actually figure it out. But,
Yeah. Because we make our own syrups and all that stuff. So I have to figure out, you know, okay, does this work? Does this work? This doesn't work. And this works. But yeah, it's fun, but it's process for sure.
So when you're doing that, like, are your parents like the guinea pigs? You've like, here, taste this, tell me this. Or do you have other people in your life that are your guinea pigs?
It's mostly my parents. And my dad's like, I don't want to try it. And he's always like, I'm not doing sugar. And I'm like, you are today. So just try it. It's this little bit of syrup that you can try. So
you're helping me develop my business.
So really what we need to do is we need to recruit a test panel for Hope.
To test out.
So mm-hmm. And just, we'll do a blind taste test. You will be sent. I can see it now already. I can see it in just a vision. You will be sent a rant. You have no idea what's in it. You're gonna taste it without any sort of preconceived knowledge about what it is. And then you're going to give a review process. So, how many taste testers would you like? Blind taste testers. Would you like? You need a handful. You need a committee of five.
Sure.
Okay. So we're gonna put this out. We're on it. We're going to find you a committee of five taste testers, that you may be called upon at we don't even know, at random times, whenever she's concocting her new thing.
So Hope, what's besides trying to come up with new syrup flavors, what's been one of the like hardest things that you've experienced? How long have you been? You've been open for 2 years now?
No. We only got the trailer last year, and we officially opened January 28th of this year.
Okay, so not even a full year. So nope, almost a full year you've been in business. What's been the hardest thing that you've had to deal with that you may not have expected? I mean, obviously the city of Goshen trying to get that stuff is pretty tough, but
for sure.
Other things?
There's so many. I feel like every week there's one new thing about that. I think it's just kind of figuring out the crowd. You know, you think you set up there and you make posts weekly and people are like, oh, I'm telling people every time I'm out and blah, blah, blah. But then they don't show up and you're like, and then I'm sitting there in a box for 6 hours at Northside.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just trying to figure out the group to like, I guess, target audience is the business term.
Yeah.
And just trying to figure that out. I never thought it would be easy. It's just way harder than I ever thought it would be.
Well, I think we've even kind of experienced that with the podcast. We were trying to say, hey, tell your friends and do all this. But like some people do, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah. And eventually you find out. I mean, you do find out who your people are. And sometimes they're people you don't expect. Mm-hmm. Andy and I have been caught off guard numerous times in conversations where oh, you're Dudes and Dads, long time listener. And I'm
what's
like,
even weirder is like really? When you're walking in a crowd and someone calls you out by name because they've heard you before.
It's and so it's like one of those things of you think you know, but you don't know. Mm-hmm. And there is a little bit of a, we like to believe that we can get all the algorithms not locked in today, right? Like, well, we can have certainty about all these things. There is a mystery and an art to that very thing that you're mm-hmm. talking about. I think no matter what, but, you know, I do, I don't know. So many, and the things that you've said, Hope, have made sense. Cause sometimes like when I think of your business and cause I know you're thinking about this all the time of like, how could I improve my location? Mm-hmm. How could I improve my exposure? Right. Mm-hmm. But there are certain factors that you're having to navigate. Cause turns out you can't just set your trailer up in any old place that you would like.
Unfortunately not.
Unfortunately.
Well, not. And I even remember at Northside, like originally you were kind of out by the robot mm-hmm. facing backwards and now mm-hmm. you're closer to the building, but you're facing.
Yeah,
out.
It's a struggle because from either direction you pass, there's always somewhere where you can't see it.
Sure.
And then people are like, well, I didn't know if you were open. And it's kind of like, okay, I guess I can see that. But if I'm not there all the time, anyways. And so then people are like, well, you should face the road so we know you're open. But then I had someone come up to me or drive up and they're like, oh, I couldn't tell if you were open. And I was facing towards the road. So I'm like,
okay.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I think would really help Hope would be one of those giant air wobbly guys.
You are not the first person to suggest that.
I'm not. And I'm a big believer in them, quite honestly.
You need to get one that has a cup of coffee in there.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah. Like, you know, used car lots made them famous, but I think they can be redeemed and used for
other
things.
We have one at the church.
We do?
We do. We have one of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because so, no.
Yeah, we do. We have one.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay. So that are some flags. I don't know. We need some forensic flags. Let me ask you, Hope. Is there any forensic coffee swag? Do you have an online store?
Unfortunately, not yet. Still working on it.
Let's get this done.
I know. I want to get it done.
Let's get this done because I will wear forensic stuff. And I'll drink out of forensic stuff. Forensic underwear. I don't know. You know what? Whatever.
Maybe
whatever we need.
I'm not. No. I don't.
I don't think I'll support that one.
I'm as your co-host, Joel. I'm saying no on that one.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. Multiple opportunities opportunities.
Have you had the experience of kind of. Like you said in your internship, you kind of had your regular people. Mm-hmm. Have you had those regular people here in Goshen that you've kind of become friends with? Mm-hmm. Expected, unexpected? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, we, like, within the first, like, month, we got some regulars and a few of them still come to this day. And I think the most surprising regular with when we first started, somebody from South Bend.
Oh, wow.
They work in Goshen, so they would call ahead their order and we'd have it ready and, you know, have a little conversation with them and they'd go on. And so we haven't seen them in a while because they moved and all that stuff, but that was one of the most surprising ones that far.
And for those who are not from this area, South Bend is probably 45-50 minutes mm-hmm. from the trailer, but I guess depending on which side of South Bend you're on too. True. Could be even further. So
I guess Hope, if you were talking to 18-year-old Hope, what would you like now with kind of what you've learned in this last year and this whole process? Like, what would you want to tell? Like, what would you want to tell her at this point?
Leave your job. It was a bad job, and I should have left so much faster. And yeah, for sure that one. And
just go for it.
Just go for it.
Then. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that you had a lot of fears when starting your business. You know, like, I know I've got a side business, but I'm always like, how much, like, I'm always fearful of going any mm-hmm. further full time in that because I'd have to then support myself full time. So, like, I'm sure you've had fears and stuff. So I'm sure you'd probably tell your same 18-year-old Hope, get over it. Let's just do it.
Yeah, right? Just do it for sure. Yeah, there's being 20. It's and with how the world is right now, it's very. It's a scary place to be trying to support yourself when there's so much going on mm-hmm. and uncertain of how it's going to all play out, especially when, this young, and I decided to do this now and not when I have enough money to mm-hmm. do it on the side or something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a lot, but it's fun.
Awesome.
It's the time to do it.
It is the time to do it.
The older we get and the more responsibilities that we get and as family grows and all of that, like our capacity to take on that kind of risk just keeps on like kind of dwindling over.
Well, and I would even say that same thing for anyone who's thinking about doing a gap year between, yeah. you know, high school and college or high school and 100%. What's next, like just do it because you're not going to have the older you get. Yeah. The more things you're responsible for and the less freedom. Yeah. I'm going to use that mm-hmm. word, but that you have to just get up and go and do something and experience life
for sure
for the fun part.
Yeah. So. Hope, what do people need to know about Forensic Coffee? What are you bringing to the coffee game that I think would just make people interested or would help them know like kind of the heart that you put into the craft that mm-hmm. you're a part of?
I think a big thing is that I make our own syrups and put a lot of time and effort into finding recipes and then tweaking them to be my standard of perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and we get great beans from Refinery Coffee in Goshen. She gives us a great product that we can use to make an even better product with our stuff. Mm-hmm. It's very important to me to make sure that it's the best consistent cup of coffee you can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and let me just plus one for the teas that you have.
Oh,
like your teas are good.
Oh, teas.
Teas.
I thought you said teas as in T-E-A-S-E.
No.
Okay. Your teasing. That makes more sense.
Your tea as in like a cup of tea.
Yeah.
So gotcha. Yeah, the other day, Julie and I were out and about and we saw the trailer as we were driving by. And so we like whipped a U and it was because it wasn't at the normal place mm-hmm. and it was somewhere in Middlebury mm-hmm. and we whipped around and we're both like, we've had a lot of coffee though already today, so we're not really hungry or thirsty for coffee. Oh, she has teas.
Lovely.
T-E-A.
Yes.
And we tried them and they're good.
Yeah, that's good. So I would say like Hope, when you think about, so we've kind of talked about the tough stuff, the challenging stuff. What's exciting you the most right now about your business?
I think kind of just the creativity of it all, like coming up with new drinks. Like right now I'm working on the winter menu and mm-hmm. last year, I mean, we opened up in winter, but because it was so new, I didn't really get a chance to like explore more options. So this year I finally can. So that's, although I am the person that's okay, Christmas doesn't get celebrated until December 1st.
Wow. Bold take.
It's not after Halloween. It's still fall.
It's
after
a reasonable Halloween. Take, but it's a bold take now.
It's a bold take, and I will die on that hill.
Yeah, you early Christmas celebrators. Yeah.
I will die on that hill.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still fun to like be thinking ahead and getting on schedule and working on mm-hmm. getting them done in time.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So
yeah. Nice. And you know, again, we've talked about, you know, Les and Barb. Let's just be very clear. These people have, they've helped, they've supported you, Hope, mm-hmm, your mm-hmm. lovely parents.
Yes.
If you had that chance to talk to parents out there where they've got a young person who's thinking about trying something out, like what would you say to parents? What words of encouragement or guidance would you give to them, you know, as somebody who's experienced, you know, the power of that on your end?
Yeah. How do I word it? I think it's just very important to let people be passionate about what they love. Because, mm-hmm. like, for me, like drumming, for example,
yeah.
my parents saw that I had an interest in it and they surprised me with a kit. And from there, it went on. And, mm-hmm. And with the coffee thing, with the trailer, they didn't, you know, say, are you sure? You know, they just said, okay, this is what you want to do. We're going to support you and love you through that. And they didn't say, well, maybe you should do this first. Mm. They said, okay, if you know this is what you love and this is the step you want to take, we'll back you up. And mm-hmm. I think that's super important when you see someone passionate about something and they're able to explore it, it's a very powerful thing that can come out of that.
Yeah.
So
it's good to be encouraged. And, you know, our young people right now, I think now more than ever, they need actual encouragement, not just protection from possible bad outcomes, mm-hmm. or to try to soften the blow or to be helicopter parents or lawnmower parents or whatever sort of, you know, but rather to be like, there's risk involved. There For is sure. risk. Mm-hmm. This Absolutely. Whole thing could fail.
Absolutely.
It totally could fail. And it wouldn't be worth doing it if it couldn't, if this was just some sort of like slush thing that you were doing and not was like, oh, well, whatever happens, happens. That's part of the adventure for sure. But the idea that anything worth doing is difficult and has a opportunity for failure. But again, they're going to walk through those challenges with you and they're going to be there for that. And they're going to recognize that. I mean, no matter what, as a parent, you're like, you're always on the, cusp of something going off the rails, somewhere, somehow. So, so I hope that's, I mean, I those are great words, hope. And I hope that's an encouragement to parents that are listening, you know, thinking about, oh, I got a kid who's got an interest in this. Like, what do I do? You know? And oh gosh, it feels like there's a risk there. Yeah, there is. And that that's what makes it worth it. I guess. Right. So that's really, really good. Well, Hope, we're so grateful that you came out and hung out with us and shared about Forensic Coffee Company, which by the way, obviously to all of our listeners, you need to get online. You need to find out where Hope is at. And we'll make all that on all the socials painfully obvious over at dudesanddads.com and on Facebook and all the good stuff. We'll be sure. But we obviously can't let you leave the show without what we love to call.
And now it's time for the Dudes and Dads Pop Quiz.
Thank you so much.
So the Pop Quiz, if you've never heard it, is just a random time that we get to ask you a few questions that have nothing to do with coffee.
Oh, okay.
Or anything we talked about. So just to get our listeners to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
Most people pass. So I think you can do it. You can do it, Hope.
Yeah, we believe in you. We believe in you. Hope, my first question.
Okay.
In the event of a zombie apocalypse, Les, Barb, and Hope, who lasts the longest and why?
See, I had a phase where I was like, I could live in the woods.
Okay.
If I wanted to.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I feel like I would have, from watching those bushcraft videos and primitive
100%
things.
Yes.
And I spent so many hours watching those. I might have an advantage. It might last the longest.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah. So woodland living might be an asset to you. And that might be something that helps you make it through a zombie.
And she's coffeed up. So
she is.
That she probably helps.
She is. And Barb and Les, if you're listening, and I know you are,
love you.
Get out into the woods. I don't know what to tell you. sharpen the skills. That's what we need. Okay. Great answer. Andy.
All right. So this is one that we've asked a couple of times before, but if I was making a sandwich.
Oh yes. We love the sandwich.
It's named after you. What's on it? So the Hope Stutzman, is on that sandwich?
Hey, golly. I'll have the Hope Stutzman. What's happening? What are we getting?
Okay. I think I got to go sourdough bread. Sourdough.
Okay.
Good. I think some turkey.
Okay.
A lot of pickles.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably too many pickles, but
too
it's
many pickles.
The best amount.
My wife is with you on that. She's every time I order a sandwich for her at Starbucks. Wow. At Subway, she's always like extra pickles.
Extra pickles.
Extra pickles.
Okay.
Yeah, same for me.
Sliced long way or circular?
Circular. Sorry, okay. I had to think about that. I had to imagine.
It matters. It matters.
That's true, okay. I said Starbucks, so I mean,
it works. That. And then Colby Jack cheese.
Okay.
Some mustard.
Okay.
And then another piece of sourdough.
All right. That's a great answer. And I would
I support that.
I would support that sandwich. Absolutely. Hope, what's the, are you a book reader?
I used to be.
Used to be. Okay. Tell me what book that I should read that maybe I haven't yet.
I think when I read a lot, my favorite book was Truly Devious.
Mm.
It's a true crime mystery novel. I think it's the first three books are like the main, and then it went off into way more. I don't know anything about the last two, but the first three have a pretty good story and a lot of plot twists. So,
All right.
If you had to delete all but one app off of your phone, what would you keep?
Ooh. I think Messenger.
Okay.
Because I have a long distance friend. She lives in Georgia, and that's how we communicate.
All right.
So I feel like we communicate via Instagram and all that, but Messenger is where most chaotic interactions happen. So I feel like I have to keep that one.
Okay. All right. My final question, Hope, has more to do with the, we'll make it semi-coffee related because we did mention, we talk about gadgets every once in a while.
Oh, yes.
So talk to me about your favorite coffee related gadget.
I think I have to go with a WDT tool.
Which is, can you explain?
I thought she was going to say WD-40, and that did not make sense to me. So, okay.
So it stands for weight distribution tool, and it's basically just this circular thing with pins in it.
Okay, I've seen this.
And so you put it on, after you put the grounds into the portafilter, which is the thing that goes in the coffee machine, before you put it in the coffee machine, it's put this WDT, yep, is that okay? And you spin it around, and what it does is it prevents the coffee from clumping up and makes it more so that the water can evenly extract from the espresso and not have those clumps and end up with pooling or all this other stuff.
All the stuff that you don't want to happen.
Sounds scientific.
So you want a smooth espresso and not a bitter.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
My final question would be, if you had a personal assistant following you around all day, what would you have them do?
Ooh, I think do social media for me.
Especially since you wouldn't have it. Especially since you wouldn't have it on your phone anymore.
That's true. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, I can't do it. You have to do it for me.
She's outsourcing the social media.
Okay. Awesome. Well, you passed.
Congratulations.
So, yay.
Congratulations, Hope.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, thanks for hanging out with us, Hope. And as always, friends, you can head over to dudesanddads.com for previous shows, this episode, show notes, all the goodies to find out more about us, some merchandise, because the holiday season is upon us, apparently.
It is.
Apparently, though some are resisting it. So you can get some stuff there.
Yeah. And if you like this show, consider supporting our show.
Please do.
So go to dudesanddads.com/support.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Friends, we're grateful for you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for listening. We got a few episodes here before the real holiday season hits, and we're going to do some fun stuff. What is that? Well, you'll have to keep guessing. We're going to keep you in suspense, it's a secret. Hang out with us. Love to hear the feedback whenever you want to send it our way. And as always, we wish you grace
and peace.